The Message. He Lives, by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve. Have you ever been motivated to improve your life and make your actions more consistent with your goals and dreams? You may have been prompted to abandon a debilitating part of your current life, or to set in order an unwholesome habit that has begun to take root, only to later produce bitter fruit. Likely there are some who have resolved to repent of serious mistakes and return to the refreshing waters of righteousness. These impressions to improve come from the Savior through the Holy Ghost. Since thoughts of the Savior invoke tender feelings, I will quote his own words and the testimony of other prophets. That we may be led to make the correct choices, he has said, I will tell you in your mind and in your heart by the Holy Ghost which shall come upon you and which shall dwell in your heart. Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verse 2, also verse 3. And the Spirit shall be given unto you by the prayer of faith. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 14. I say unto thee, put your trust in that Spirit which leadeth to do good, yea, to do justly, to walk humbly, to judge righteously, and this is my Spirit. I will impart unto you of my Spirit, which shall enlighten your mind, which shall fill your soul with joy. By this shall ye know all things whatsoever ye desire of me, which are pertaining unto things of righteousness, in faith, believing in me, that you shall receive. Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verses 12 through 14. Pray always, and I will pour out my Spirit upon you, and great shall be your blessing. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 38. With the gift of the Holy Ghost comes the ability to develop a powerfully sensitive capacity to make the right choices. Cultivate that gift. As the Lord has said, that is accomplished by consistent righteous living. As you enhance your capacity to sense the direction of that infallible influence, you will avoid disappointment, discouragement, and even tragedy. Divine influence. The Lord has placed currents of divine influence in your life that will lead you along the individual plan He would have you fulfill here on earth. Seek through the Spirit to identify it and carefully follow that direction that the Lord has put in your life. Align yourself with it. Choose willingly to exercise your agency to follow it. Do not be overcome by concerning solely on today, its challenges, difficulties, and opportunities. Such preoccupations must not totally capture your attention so as to consume your life. Oh, how I would encourage you to weave deeply into the fabric of your soul the recognition that your life now is part of a much bigger plan the Lord has for you. You lived part of it in the premortal existence. You were valiant there and came here because you wanted to grow and enjoy greater happiness. What you decide to do now will affect how well you fulfill that divine, personal plan He has for you. I do not fully understand how it is done, but this divine current does not take away your moral agency. You can make the decisions you choose to make. Should your choices be wrong, there is a path back, repentance. When its conditions are fully met, the atonement of the Savior provides a release from the demands of justice for the errors made. It is wondrously simple and so incomparably beautiful. As you continue to live righteously, you will always know what to do. Sometimes the discovery of that may require significant effort and trust on your part. Yet you will recognize what to do as you meet the conditions for such divine guidance in your life. Obedience to the commandments of the Lord, trust in His plan, and the avoidance of anything that is contrary to it. The more closely you conform your life to the doctrine of the Lord, the more capacity you will have to do what the Spirit inspires you to do. Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verses 15 and 16. The Benefit of Scriptures. I suggest that you memorize scriptures that touch your heart and fill your soul with understanding. When scriptures are used as the Lord has caused them to be recorded, they have intrinsic power that is not communicated when paraphrased. Sometimes when there is a significant need in my life, I review mentally scriptures that have given me strength. There is great solace, direction, and power that flow from the Scriptures, especially the words of the Lord. Sometimes you may feel to complain to the Lord about a challenge that has come into your life through no fault of your own. Jacob taught, Seek not to counsel the Lord, but to take counsel from his hand. For behold, ye yourselves know that he counseleth in wisdom and in justice, and in great mercy over all his works. Jacob chapter 4, verse 10. God knows what is best for us. Although we may not understand why we experience some things now, in his timetable we will know and be grateful. He has promised to help us with our burdens. I have been greatly helped by laying a vexing matter at his feet for a while. When I picked it up again, it was lighter and more manageable. All doctrine in Scripture can benefit us, even though it be given to a specific individual, for God has repeatedly said, "What I say unto one, I say unto all." Doctrine and Covenants, section 61, verse 18, section 82, verse 5, section 92, verse 1, and section 93, verse 49. Joseph Smith was helped to accomplish tasks that were completely beyond his personal capacity. At times, this came through direct guidance and intervention. Yet often it was the quiet prompting of the Spirit and the accompanying support that came because of his obedience, his faith in the Master, and his unwavering determination to do his will. Why was he so successful? A portion of that answer comes in his personal declaration, "I made this my rule. When the Lord commands, do it." History of the Church, Volume 2, page 170. I testify that within your personal sphere of activity and framework of responsibilities, the Lord will provide that same help. When needed and earned, you can enjoy divine inspiration to know what to do and, when necessary, power or capacity to accomplish it. Joseph Smith learned how to perfect the ability to follow the guidance of the Lord by practiced personal discipline. He did not let his own desires, convenience, or the persuasion of men interfere with that compliance as he grew and was schooled by the Lord in how to do the tasks given him. Let us follow his example. Enrich your life with the beauty around you. There is such an abundance of it. Express gratitude for each blessing, for in nothing doth man offend God, or against none is his wrath kindled, save those who confess not his hand in all things, and obey not his commandments. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 21. May we commit to share a knowledge of this magnificent work, personally or through missionaries, with our friends and neighbors, that they may join this kingdom of God on earth and receive the consummate eternal blessings available to them. If there is a need to repent in your life, do it now. If you have strayed and become entangled in the web of the world, come back. We love you. We need you. We will help you. As one of his apostles authorized to bear witness of him, I solemnly testify that I know that the Savior lives, that he is a resurrected, glorified personage of perfect love. I witness that he gave his life that we might live with him eternally. It is our hope, our mediator, our redeemer. I know that he lives. I know that he loves you and that he will help you have joy and happiness as you live worthy of that help. Note, adapted from an October 1999 General Conference address. End of note. End of the article, "He Lives," by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve.